They're just two parents who happen to be dads. One called Harley, the other one is Wads. It's not really Wads, it's Wade! But Wade doesn't rhyme with dads. It's shitting with the door open. What's your cook to impress meal? If you're having guests or going a bit fancier than normal.
Oh, that's a hard one because I haven't really done a lot of it. Over the last quite many years, actually.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of other people that eat the food. It's really a full-time job for the children.
Yeah,
so
it's a lot.
Yeah. I have dishes that I really enjoy. And
yeah, great.
And I probably that lamb dish, the pull apart that I turn
that
back into steaks.
A real go-to.
It's a bit impressive. I did once cook for some friends of mine and cooked like a... It was like a poached chicken that I'd just seared afterwards in butter and had like very English kind of herbs like thyme and sage.
Delicious.
And that sort of feel. And then I just created this ball of rice and then I had these really... they were basically just steamed vegetables that I'd cut and it was all about presentation and laid these chicken breasts on the rice with this sauce that I made out of all the herbs and the oil.
Oh, yeah, get in.
I think there was a cream in it at the end and then pour that over it. And it was pretty delicious. It was unbelievably tender. And at the end, my friend's wife went, "What kind of fish was that?" That was chicken. So it was pretty fancy, mate.
Very fancy.
Made chicken look like fish.
I reckon, like if we're having some people over in the summer, I'll do like a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, it's my favourite thing.
Because we got like a little rotisserie attachment to the barbecue.
Yeah.
And then just get a couple of chooks.
I'm going to have to buy one.
It's so...
Because the only time I get them is at your house.
And they're so easy.
Yeah.
And it's so good. I'll brine them overnight in like a brining mixture solution and then kind of stuff them with, you know, like some lemon and onion
Brilliant.
And garlic, whatever it is. Shove that in there. And then you put like the little poles through, put like butter under the skin, like a herb paprika-y butter. Like push that
Such
under the skin.
Such a weird cooking thing to do, rub under the skin of a chicken.
Oh, I fucking, it's so erotic.
Do you love it?
I love it. I'll use my penis for it. No, don't tell
Where them. Did I think he was going to go?
My flaccid penis too. Not an erect one. It's quite an ordeal.
Just your what looks like uncooked chicken going into an uncooked chicken.
Just
how did he go in so quick?
I just got to thumb it under there too. It'd be so much easier if I just used my thumb. But no, I'm committed to the process. It's cock-a-vin. Man, you can tell we've had a fucking silly old night.
Silly so night. Great days.
But not too many fresh herbs under there because they just go wet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a little sprinkle of dried herbs. Shut up. And then when it goes on the rotisserie, like super low.
Yes.
All that fat and
For
butter.
For hours, right?
Hours. As low as I can get it, as long as I can get it.
Sick.
And then I cook the chicken.